Hey guys, welcome back to Love Kinsey. I know it's been a minute since I have recorded one of these or posted. I have just been trying to focus more on mental health, on getting back into my routine, like I had mentioned last episode. But this week, I am so excited because I have a guest coming on. She is a good friend of mine, Carly Johnson. And this girl is just such a light and inspiration. She is a professional dancer that I met at Hillsong LA. And if you just think of the happiest person that you know right now, that person who has a contagious smile, contagious laugh, is just always full of joy, that's Carly. And I just cannot wait for you guys to get to know her and love her as much as I do. So without further ado, let's get right into today's episode. Okay. Hey, Carly, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. And for those who don't know you, can you give a little intro to yourself, what you do, who you are, all the things?
Awesome. Hey, y'all. So my name is Carly Johnson. I'm originally from Sweetwater, Texas, and I now currently live in Los Angeles, California as a professional dancer, continuing to pursue that dream. So, I know I was like, I don't know how to do like intros. I'm so awkward at this, but yeah, just here loving on God's people, doing the things and trying to be a creative out here. So.
Oh yes. And oh my gosh, you are the best. Seriously, you love on people so well. Carly is lead of the host team at church, and she is just lives that out in her daily life, in everything that she does. And it's just who you are. And I love that about you. And I also love that you're a Texas girl like me.
Hey. I know, man. Texas till I die, until I'm not here in California, you know.
Texans just find each other though. It's great.
They really do. Yeah. I mean, I live with another Texan. Yeah.
We stick together. It's crazy. But it's our own little community, you know? Yeah. I love it. But you said you're a professional dancer, and I have to ask, did you always know that that's what you wanted to do? Can you give a little background on how you got into that, and what was that like even growing up?
Yeah, so I didn't know that was actually an option as an adult. And I think like as kids and being around a family full of people who were already very well-established in their occupations, it was like, you know, nurses and people who worked in business. So I didn't find that as an option for myself to be a dancer. And then as we were looking for colleges, because my parents were like, you have to go to college. And I was like, well, I don't want to do anything except for like dance. And we found a college in Oklahoma City called Oklahoma City University. And I actually started dancing in their program, and I got my Bachelor's of Performing Arts and Dance Performance there. And so I think through that, it was more eye-opening to be like, oh, okay, like I'm getting a degree in this. I can actually pursue this as a career. And I think coming out to California, it was a little bit different. Most of my friends went to New York because that's kind of how we were trained in Oklahoma City was more ballet, tap, jazz, theater-esque, and I have always gone against the grain in most things in my life. And so I decided I'm going to come out to LA and pursue a commercialized professional career in dance. And thus far, it's been really great. So I'm just hoping to keep the ball rolling.
That is incredible. I have so much respect for dancers in general, just what you do. I am so amazed by it. It's truly incredible to watch. Oh, just wow. But I love how you said that you were always a person that went against the grain. Mm-hmm. How was that for you growing up, knowing, okay, I don't want to be a nurse or doctor? Was that hard for you? You know, especially coming from Texas. I mean, I know how it is too. Yeah. There it is a creative state, but in a different sense, I'd say. And a lot of times it's not so much accepted. I think it's beginning to now, but yeah. It can be kind of stifling when you're surrounded in an environment that you don't see other people doing what you want to do.
Exactly. I'm so glad that you brought that up. And I don't think that's something I've really thought about until this very moment. But I am so grateful that God has placed me where I'm at and surrounded me with the people I'm with, because growing up, I knew I was different, but I didn't think anything of it. Like I was always just that happy-go-lucky girl. And I look back now and I'm like, oh, that's God's hand all over that. Cause like, if I was like that for any other reason, I would just be crazy. But yeah, I just like, God has given me this passion and it's undeniable. And I think if I were to try and do another 9-to-5 or like a normal job, which I do also have a survival job. But I think if I were to pursue that, like the way I pursue my creative career, I don't think I would be as happy or as joyful. Like, again, I think I could very much do it, but I think that the way God makes us and creates us and the way he creates creatives, which is the coolest thing. But I think all the glory goes to him, because growing up, I never second guessed it. Like I was just like, oh, I'm just doing me. Like, that's just who it is. This is how it is. And my parents were always very supportive. And I also want to like shout out to them, because they've never tried to stifle that in any way. And they actually, you know, my mom would always try and find more dance things for me to go to as a kid and more things for me to do, like in order to pursue that career. And my dad was always, you know, and still is always very supportive in every way that they can. So I think I was really, really like blessed, lucky, whatever you want to, you know, adjective you want to throw in there, but like to grow up in the space with the people that I did.
That's awesome. And it sounds like you had that background of Christianity growing up. How did that affect you as a creative? And did it make it easier for you in pivoting and making those decisions of saying yes to have that faith background to fall on and to hold you up?
Yeah, I definitely would say it did. And that is a big part of who I am and what navigates my life today. And I think growing up, I grew up in a very Catholic household. And as I went to college, like things kind of pivoted and I found a relationship with God in a whole new way that I had never experienced before, which I'm really grateful for. And then through that, coming out to LA, I found a whole nother community. I went through a bit of a rough patch a couple years after I got out to LA. But I would say like bringing me out to LA, I just thought it was like me wanting to pursue dance and this was the place I was going to do it. And I look back in 2020 hindsight and I see that God was doing something so much bigger than I could have ever imagined. The people that he's placed me around, like not even in the dance community, also the dance community, but just in normal life of like church and my survival job. And there's just so many other things that he's doing and working in and out of my life in this space that I just me thinking, I'm just going out there to dance. it's like his picture was so much bigger than I could have ever imagined. Like my little picture is like a flower and his is like a whole entire field of flowers. And all I saw was like that one little one coming out here. So yeah. Yeah.
It's so cool how when God's placed something on our hearts and when mm-hmm. we surrender to him, there's nothing that he won't do to get us to that finish line and yes. to move us forward.
Absolutely. Yeah. He works in the coolest ways. And again, like I just thought I was coming out to California to dance. And it's like, there's just so much more to life. And yeah. like the way he slowly opens up your eyes to see that and to see people in a whole new way is beyond me. So
it's so true. What a revelation to realize as well as, wow, the gifting that's in me isn't just for me, but yeah. it's something that we can actually give and we can use to bless others. And it's so much bigger than just, oh, I want to dance, or for me, it's, yes. I want to style, or I want to be in fashion, whatever it is for anyone, you know, maybe even business owners. It's so much bigger than that first initial goal and that first initial passion. It's amazing how God can just broaden that and how he uses even the smallest little seeds and gifts in us to just bless other people and to change the lives of those around us and our own life as well.
Yeah, that's the
coolest. It is beautiful. And I just want to ask, because hearing you speak, it's obvious that you are just so in love with God and that you are just so on fire and that you have just this contagious joy. Anyone that's around you would know. And I'm curious to how you express that in dance and how you use dance to express God's love.
Oh, I love that so much. And we have even kind of touched on this, and we were having coffee a couple weeks back, but I think the way that God speaks to me is through creative processes, whatever. But like music, especially during the pandemic, I talked to a friend and we would always ask each other what we were grateful for. 'Cause during a time that is so grim, you kind of have to find a silver lining, and that can be really difficult. And I found myself always coming back to, I'm grateful for music. I'm grateful for dance. And I think that, and this could be really crazy, but I feel like on this side of heaven, because I do believe that there is a heaven, and I feel like on this side, this is like the little glimpse that he's given me of like how good he is. And you know, in the Bible it says taste and see that the Lord is good. And I feel that when I dance, when I listen to music, I feel like I cannot even begin to put in words like how joyful I feel whenever I dance. And it's like whenever I don't have words, that is the body language, is dance. And so even being able to speak and communicate with others through words is great. But I have had a full conversation with somebody just through movement. And I think it's wow. so powerful, because you don't have to speak the same language. Like dance is our language. And I went to, I won't like ruin the story, but I went to a audition a few weeks back, and it was like the first time I had been able to dance with people without masks on and like around people in a close vicinity, which can get kind of scary. But they were like, you know, if y'all want to do like contact improv or whatever, like have at it. And I said, okay, sure. So I like looked around the room, everyone had kind of paired up, and I had locked eyes with this person, and I was like, sure, why not? And we, in the span of 30 seconds, I didn't know him from Adam, like, but we just had the most beautiful dance together. And it's like, you can choreograph that and make it happen. But whenever moments that God just presents so authentically and genuinely, it's like, that is his love for us. Like that is how much he loves us, that he's willing to show us that much joy on this side of heaven. So.
Wow. Something that really stood out to me was how you said we don't have to speak the same language, that
yeah.
the language is the movement and it's dance and it's the gift that you've been given. Mm-hmm. That is just so beautiful. And what a takeaway, I think, in every industry across the world that, hey, we don't have to speak the same language to find common ground. That just by doing what we love, we can have such an intimate connection with someone that is so memorable and life-changing just without even speaking. How amazing. And I know that we brought this up at coffee the other week as well. And I think it really goes with what you're saying. And that's that our creativity, our gifts that God has given us is really almost a secret language between us and God. And I see that so much too in that story and that audition. You have no idea how that could have impacted that person who you dance with and that moment and that you shared of not even speaking, of just dancing and flowing through those movements. And it's just incredible how the Holy Spirit speaks to us and through us.
Yes.
By just doing what we love and doing and using the gifts that He's given us. I just think that's one of the most beautiful things. And it's just such a sign of a creative God that we have.
Like the Creator created us to create. Like, how lucky are we? I think that is, I don't know, like, I just think it's so underrated sometimes. Like, we don't, many creatives don't get maybe a lot of financial, you know, I don't even know. We don't make a whole lot of money. We'll just say it like that. We'll tell it like it is. But I feel like what we don't make in tangible money, God gives to us through like intangible joy, just doing what we get to do. So, it's worth it.
That is so good. Intangible joy. Wow, that's so true. And it's that alignment, I think, with that purpose that's really bigger than ourselves, like you said at the beginning of, you know, when we're dancing, when we're aligned with that gifting on our life, then the monetary value doesn't really matter because we're in that alignment. We're on the path that God gave us. And it's just so beautiful and so fulfilling when we feel that, when we feel that movement just between us and God. It's incredible. And it brings me to the next questions, one of my favorite questions to ask creatives in general. And that's, what does creativity mean to you? And why do you think it's important in the church and in Christianity as a whole to use creativity and for that to be present?
I think it just takes it back to just like speaking without words. I think that people can be so impacted by feeling, you know, like I know Pastor Luke talked about this and he was like, I could tell you a bunch of statistics about how great Sunday was, like how many people got saved. But like, if I told you a story that was so meaningful about one person, how they found Jesus, like the statistics wouldn't matter. It's just like how you feel. So I think through creativity, it really connects people in a deeper sense. And I'm not saying that words can't do that because words are powerful and I believe that they can do just the same, but there's a deeper underlying nerve that gets hit whenever God speaks to you through a movement or through a song or through something that just isn't a sign in your face. It's like, it's felt from the heart so much deeper. And again, the way that God creates and creates a message to send to each person, whether that's through the Bible or through, again, a song or a dance, like He has crafted that specifically to be told to you in that manner. So like nothing that God does is fluff. Everything is chosen for a reason. The way He speaks to you, the way He speaks through you is very purposeful. And so I think being creative and having creatives in the church is so important because I just think that we can reach so many other people and show how good God is just through what He's done in our lives and how He continues to work through them. So,
yeah, it's so good. Nothing is fluff. And the worship is just as important as a message because in a sense, you know, the dance, the music, all of it works together. And in a sense, it really is its own message. And that might be able to reach someone who might not know the church language or might not feel comfortable in that environment.
Even open up a Bible. Like somebody not have ever opened up a Bible or even heard a scripture, but they saw the way that somebody sang or heard the way that they sang with such passion. And they were like, what, how does she get that? Like, I want that. Right. And then, that's the seed that gets planted. And it's like, and that's God working.
It's so cool. It's just amazing how God can use those passions that we try to push down sometimes. And then we see it bring someone to him and we're like, whoa, that can do that. What I do that in this world, like that can reach it. I didn't have to preach. I didn't have to read 500 scriptures, you know, or all it takes is a song or using what you gave me. Really?
Exactly. It's just the best feeling.
Right. Me being me. Wow. It's so good how God really did create us to be us and no one else, that we don't have to be a cookie cutter, but he made us to be us.
Yeah.
For a reason.
It's so beautiful. And each person is crafted so individually and individually unique and together complete. That's like a super cheesy phrase from a sorority that I heard a while back, but it's so true and very cliche, but very true. Cause it's like, you know, the world spins around and it's like, it takes everyone. Like no one is less than or greater than. Like we are all level at the foot of the cross. But just the way each person is so individually unique is, it blows my mind. Cause there's so many people, like, and even twins are like unique in their own way. I think that's
the coolest thing.
God did not replicate.
It's so true. I mean, even the smallest things that we can deem invaluable, God sees as the most valuable parts of us, the things that we overlook and that we don't even think twice about when we look in the mirror, things that we don't even notice. God says, hey, that's the thing that's actually going to reach someone.
Exactly. And even the things that we don't like about ourselves sometimes, because sometimes I find myself doing that, especially there's lots of comparison with, like, you know, social media and stuff. And it's like, there are certain things that I do not particularly like about myself. And God's like, no, but that is the thing I'm going to use to reach somebody with. And it's like, if that is why I am made the way I am, then have at it, God. It's not for the 99. It's for the one.
It's so true. And on the note of comparison, I know we've talked a lot about this because we're both in the entertainment industry. And with that comes a lot of pressure, comes a lot of comparison, and comes a lot of rejection and uncertainty. How do you navigate that with your faith and navigating your feelings and trust and finding that balance between the two and saying, hey, no, like that's not what I'm going to believe. I'm going to choose to believe God. I know for me in my own life, it's very hard to navigate sometimes and to find that balance when, you know, my heart is screaming one thing, you know, and my soul is screaming another. And it's, the pressure is unreal.
Yeah.
So I want to get your perspective on that.
Yeah. So navigating rejection and if we're honest, in some days, like depression and just dark spaces, because our industry, although it does seem very glamorous, there is a lot of days in the dark, because it's easy to show people when you're on the mountaintop and show the highlight reel on Instagram. But whenever you're climbing up that mountain, sometimes alone, obviously not because God's always with you, but like what sometimes feels like alone and dark and cold, those are the days I think when I cling to God the most, because I mean, being in this industry, you're constantly looked at and said, you need to be thinner. You need to be taller. You need to be more blonde. You need to be a better dancer. You actually need to stand back and not dance as hard because the artist needs to be seen, and all these things that are getting thrown at you left and right. But it's like at the end of the day, and I went through this the other day, I was like, God, like, why do we crave validation so much? And as a person in our industry, that's that is what we're looking for, because that's what books, that's what sells. That's, you know, that's how we get, like, quote unquote, successful in our industry, as if we are liked for our product, mine dance, yours, you know, clothing and such. And so it's like, God, tell me the truth. Tell me what is true. And it's like, I come back to him and it's like, you are beloved. You are chosen. You know, you are not forgotten nor forsaken. And even like I said, the other moment or the other day, I had that moment where I was like, God, like sometimes I just don't know what's real anymore. Just because we're living in this fake fantasy world of Instagram. And he was like, okay, tell me what you know is true. And I again went through that and I was like, I am beloved. I am not, you know, forsaken or forgotten. Like, you have chosen me. And it's once I got back to that, the rest didn't matter. And it's not always that easy, because sometimes it does take days to kind of like get back to reality and be like, okay, God, like, you're the one. But I recently too, like I had a moment and I was like, God, like, I just need you to tell me that, like, I'm on the right path. Like, things are still going the way I'm supposed to, you know, where I'm supposed to be at. And I think that he is such a faithful God, that in the midst of when we are literally, you know, trudging through the trenches, he gives you like just a little sign of hope. And this just happened to be somebody, again, saying something that was really kind that they didn't even have to do. But I was like, I know that that was God being like, keep going. You're so close. You're almost to the top. Like, and oh, I get choked up just thinking about it, because like, he's that good. Like, even though we as humans don't, like, we don't need that validation, like, except for from God, it's like he has been good and gracious enough to give it to us from somebody who is human and that we can actually tangibly hear. So,
wow. I love that. And it's such just a testament to what we do behind the scenes builds up to that mountaintop moment. Or for us, it might look like a performance, you know, of what everyone sees. And it's like, oh, wow, this is so beautifully choreographed. This is so perfect. Carly is on point. All of this, like, it must come so naturally to her. But you put in the work, you put in the prayer, you put in the hard work. And that's what shows off when you step up on stage, whether you get the part or you don't. Mm-hmm. It shows in the hard work and the hard work. And I think it's such a testament to that. And your joy is a testament to that, as well as, hey, okay, I'm going to listen to God and I'm going to trust that this love that I feel and that he's given to me, it's not based on me, but it's actually placed on me, and it's given freely. It's given freely to us of his love, and that it's not how hard we work, how many jobs that we book. And that's something that's so hard, I think, as creatives and in the entertainment industry, where success so much is valued by your resume and by your portfolio. And, you know, people pull up your Instagram and look, oh, who have you worked for? Who's following you?
But it's like, I'm following the main one. I'm following God. And it's like, the rest of that doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's such a good feeling and freeing feeling when we get to that place. And I know that for me, at least, it's definitely been roller coasters of, okay.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. And it can definitely be hard. And what do you do on a bad day, or when you don't maybe get the part, if we can go there, of
that absolutely
reality for people?
Yeah. So that actually happens, like, so it happens more often than the good stuff happens, if I'm all honest. like there's days, even like in a dance class, where I'm like, well, that was crap. But I will say, when there's days like that that happen, like, oof, Jesus, I don't know what God has planned in the future. I'm trying to hold together, we're good. But when I have like really, really bad days, I Well, I cried out because I'm definitely a crier. And more recently, I have started recording myself like on the hard days, like and sometimes like praying to God out loud and like recording that because, oh Jesus, help me. But I know that He's about to do something so good. Yeah. And you can't even hear me because my voice is so scratchy, but like I don't know what He has planned, but I know He has something planned so amazing that I can't even fathom, that like this part right here is going to be my testimony.
Come on. So good.
But it's like, yeah. So again, like I just know that God has so much more planned for us. And even on those really, really, really tough days, I cry it out. I pray to God, and I usually put on like my favorite song of worship. You know, it changes like on a daily, but whatever song that is, like I will just listen to that and I'll cry it out. And like, I get mad sometimes at God, and that's okay. Cause He can handle us. He made us. So like, He knows, but it's like, some days it takes the God, I'm angry. I'm not happy with you right now. Cause we talked about this and things just don't go the way that you plan, but it's like, I know that His plans are so much better than I could even fathom, you know, imagine, guess, or quest in my wildest dreams. So,
yeah, there's something about being vulnerable and honest before God.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's so freeing and lifting when
like a whole burden.
Yes. When I can just get to that place where I'm like, God, I'm mad. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not feeling it right now. And I just feel 10 pounds lighter, truly.
Same.
Oh my gosh, I was carrying that myself. Like, you just wanted me to give that to you?
And he's like, and that's
yes.
He's like, that was waiting. Not your burden to carry. And I'm like, I'm trying to do it on my own. And He's like, that's not who I created you to be.
Right. He's like, no, I've been waiting for you to cry it out. I've been waiting for you to bring that anger, those tears to me so that I can bottle them up, so that I can carry this for you and get you to that next phase. And I found it interesting as well. When you say that you record yourself, do you record that moment? What does that look like?
Yes. So recently it's been like in my car in the dark, or like in my garage. And it's usually like me coming home from a really long day or a hard day. And it's just been like, you know, today was another one of those days. Like I got cut, or I didn't get the part, or I didn't, you know, I work the survival job, which I'm grateful for, but I'm like, God, but when is this not going to be, you know, what I wake up and do every day? And so I just keep those. I don't know if it's like a video diary or like what, cause I'm not too great with like writing down things every day, but I think that's more so what it is, just because I don't know what He has planned. And like, again, couldn't even fathom if I tried, but I know that all of those moments are going to be a testament for what He does. And for the great mountaintop that He's going to put me on, or whatever it is. And I know that that's going to help somebody else in their struggle. So like whenever somebody else is crying and depressed and, you know, doesn't really want to go to their survival job because they don't like it. Right. Been there, done it, doing it currently, you know, but like, I know that that's going to help somebody else in the future. And I'm all about like lifting people up, even if it like doesn't put me in the best light. So it's like, you know, those videos are raw footage, and I'll tell you, they're real raw. Wow. They're real ugly, but it's like, one day they're all going to get put together. And then at the end of those videos is going to be the triumph that God has given me. And it's going to be like, this is why He did it.
That is incredible. I mean, seriously, I can't wait to be able to hear it, to be able to see that, of just that change in you and through you, and how that's going to touch someone's life, because that's so real. And I truly believe that, especially when we live surrendered, God knows, one, what we can handle, that He's never going to give us something that is too much for us, that the survival job, no matter how hard it may be, no matter how hard the season may be, even if we battle through anxiety, depression, mm-hmm. we're going through it because he knows we're going to see the other side and that Absolutely. It's, we're not going to go under. Yeah. He knows what's needed to get to that next step. And he knows the people that we're going to encounter that sometimes we undermine, I think, where we are. And we're like, this stupid job. And God's like, hey, your coworker actually needs you right now.
Right.
And
right.
Their life is going to be changed because yeah. you stayed it. You stayed there. You stuck it out and you just inspired them. And I just find it so amazing to think that we actually never know how that we can impact people. I know in my own life too, it's yeah. sometimes on my hardest day, someone just coming over to help me or say hi to me has changed my life, genuinely Same. Changed Same. My season. And to think that we can have that impact of just showing up, just yep. being consistent, just sticking it out and trusting God that people are watching and that what we do on the daily, it actually does have meaning and it does have purpose.
Absolutely. 100%. And I think that all the time, like when I'm working and at my counter, people come up and I just show them like a smile, like, you know, or yeah. like a, how's your day doing? Like, because I care about people. I care about God's children, each and every one of y'all. Like, and I think it's so underrated these days just to really sit down or stand up and ask somebody, yeah. hey, how are you doing today? Like, I hope you have a good day. And even if you don't know them from Adam, like that, again, it makes the whole day a world of difference. I've been at the counter for like 8 hours and somebody was like, I hope you have a good day today. And I was yeah. like, I know that is God talking because I was about to just walk out. Like, yeah. and that's him. That's what he does.
Oh, and that's so true. I think too that the hard moments make the hilltop moments.
And oh, they do. Preach that.
They are always so much better because I went through the hard seasons. Absolutely. And it makes me better in what I do. It makes me better in how I impact others, how I speak to others, yes. how I see others even. Mm-hmm. And I wonder for you, do you see the impact when you choreograph and when you dance?
Yeah, I think I do. I think it's in little moments. And it's just people, it's not even on like Instagram and stuff like that, which is really funny because that's a lot of life right now. But it's in the moments where people are like, how did you create that? Or like, what told you to do that? Or why did you want to do that? And it's like, because of those questions that I get asked, I get to bring up Jesus. Like, I get to be like, well, honestly, like, you know, I find joy and strength in the Lord, and I wanted to put that in a tangible form so others could have that in some way. And it's like, that's what God does. And so through that, and even if it's not me like bringing up his name, it's like,
yeah,
the joy I have is because of him. So when people see that, it's not me, it's him.
Yeah. So. That's awesome. I mean, his joy truly is our strength.
Oh, it and is. I could not do what I do without him.
Same. that. Same. Always. And I'm sure it's a release too, to be able to dance and to be able to get that energy yeah. out and stay inspired.
Yeah. It's like, I'm so grateful that this is what he has chosen me to do because I, you know, like I get to work out while I'm like pursuing my passion and like, I don't even notice like, I don't know. I get to like hear amazing music and see amazing people use their gifts. And I went to an audition the other day. I have never, like, I literally got brought to tears from the amount of talent that was in the room because I was like, God, you have made this. Like, I see you all over it. It's just like the coolest thing. And I wish like everyone could witness it because I don't know. There's something about dancers. They're just like, they're not human. They're crazy. They're awesome.
I agree with that. As a non-dancer, I look at the videos you post and I'm just like, wow. And also, as a non-dancer, I will say keep posting, because seriously, on my days where I'm not feeling great, I'll see you dance to a Michael Jackson song and then want to, and then I'll turn on, like, I remember you posted one with, oh my gosh, what was it? Lovely One.
Yeah.
It was something. Yes. And I turned it up in my apartment, jammed. I did not look as cool as you, but I danced.
Oh my gosh,
like no one's watching. I did. And it like lifted my mood so much. I was like, you know what? I can't do the moves that she's going to do, but I'm going to dance like a crazy woman in my room. And it inspired me.
That is my favorite. And honestly, like, I tell my roommate this all the time. Like, sometimes it just feels good to like, just like move and groove, like, and I don't want to call it bad dancing, because it's not, no dancing is bad dancing, but like just to literally move your body to music feels euphoric. And I like, just however you move is the best way to move to any kind of music. It's just the best. Yeah, it's a mood lifter.
It seriously is. I mean, God is definitely in movement. I love that.
Yeah.
He speaks through it. He uses it. It's seriously incredible. What would you say to someone who has a creative gift and is wondering, okay, but how can I use it to give glory to God?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say keep doing exactly what you're doing until he veers you in a different direction. I don't know what I'm doing, like, if I'm all honest, but I know that he has lit a fire and a passion in me to dance. So that's what I do. That's where I find my joy. So like, I would say go towards whatever brings you joy. And that's probably where God wants you to be and what he's going to use you for. Mm-hmm. And until you don't find joy doing that anymore, stick with that. And if whenever you lose that joy, ask God for the next thing. And then I guarantee he will give it to you. And that's going to be the next spot. So keep doing what you're doing as long as it brings you joy.
Come on. I love that. And it's so simple.
Yeah. Yet
sometimes we can so just get in our heads about it and overthink it. I know for me, I'm like, God, what do you want me to do? All of this. And it's just as simple as, hey, I use your gift. Use what's in your hands right now. You don't have to know the future. Just use what you have and use what brings you joy. It can be just as simple as that. We don't have to overcomplicate it. No, we don't. We don't have to overcomplicate it. We don't have to overthink it. It's just as simple as saying yes to what he's given us.
Yeah. That is so it. He opens a door, you walk through it. He opens up the window, you walk through it.
It's so good. Oh, I love that. Especially the window. That's a real place. Sometimes it is just a window.
It is. It's a window built for like a squirrel, but like he said, come through this. I got you.
I got you. He's so gracious in directing us towards that though, even if it's just a tiny little window. If we ask for a window, he'll give it to us.
He will.
Every time. And he'll give us more. Yeah. Every time. All we have to do is just say, hey, God, I need it. I need
guidance
to show me. Just give me that light. Give me that light of hope.
Absolutely.
So good. Well, thank you so much, Carly, because this was just so inspiring, truly. And where can people follow you? Because you really are extremely inspiring. Like I said, just your dance videos in general and how real you are and vulnerable you are on your Instagram. I mean, it's such an uplifting place to see, and it's refreshing to see on a place like Instagram and in entertainment where things are so heavy in comparison and perfection.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that so much. Kind words. My soul is jumping for joy right now. Y'all can follow me. I think the only place I really have anything going on is Instagram, and you can at me at Carly Jane Johnson 12, CarlyJaneJohnson 12. And I also have more of a secluded, Instagram called _my dance diary. And you'll find that through my other Instagram, but it's basically just a diary of my dance journey out here. And it's been put on hold for a little while, but is about to continue up and running. So yeah.
I am obsessed with that account, by the way. I recently stalked it and I was amazed. It is a testament of how dance really tells a story.
It's pretty cool.
It's incredible. And I guess one last question, because you mentioned that, would be, what inspired you to be vulnerable in creating that account?
I will have to say Dana Wilson helped me to bring up my courage to do it. But I think the way that God has used music and movement to heal me during some really hard moments in life, I wanted to share that with the world, and to share that, you know, with my future kids and grandkids and stuff like that, because I'm not really great about writing in an actual journal or diary. So I figured if I could, you know, be 80, 90 and be like, hey, this is your grandma's diary, and then be like, whoa, there's no way that was you. But yeah, that's what inspired me to do it. So I just hope that people can find peace in being vulnerable, because that is scary. It is no joke, especially on the World Wide Web where people can use that stuff against you. But it's like, we're all growing through stuff. And I think if somebody can just be brave enough to be like, this is what I'm going through, then more people will come out and say what they're going through, and people won't feel so alone. So.
Absolutely. And that's it right there. That we're not alone.
Yeah, we're not. And that
no one is perfect. It doesn't matter what Instagram shows or, you know, what our portfolio shows. It's all highlight reel. Yep. And to see something and someone that says, hey, it's actually not all roses all the time.
Yeah.
This is what this video really was. This is what it looked like. This is how I felt through it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is deep. And that is something that you can leave behind and as a legacy for other generations to look at, and setting a new standard in the dance community too, of saying, hey, we don't have to always be in competition and be perfect. Exactly. It's okay. It's okay.
I love that so much. Yes, it is okay. It's welcomed. It's so welcomed. Like, bring it all. Bring it all. All the shabs and all the all the gross stuff. Because, man, all together, it's beautiful.
So good. You are seriously just such a force, Carly. And
thank you.
I believe that God is going to use your story in huge ways. So thank you so much for being real and for being bold enough to come on this podcast and to just put yourself out there in so many ways.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I respect you and admire you. Just the way that you let God choose the path and you just go on it, like, with, you know, just fully and freely as His, is something I've always admired, and you've always done. So keep doing that, because it's going to inspire so many other people.
Oh, thank you so much. We're just both going to end this podcast crying, guys.
So real though.
It's the best. It's my favorite way to end podcasts, is just in a puddle of tears. It's great. Is it really my podcast if we don't end crying and hugging, you know?
Yeah, I don't think so.
So good. But thank you so much, Carly, for coming on once again.
Thank you so much for having me, Kinsey.
As always, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. As I said before, I am just so thankful to know Carly. I hope you guys love her as much as I do. Actually, I know you do. I hope that you feel inspired from today's episode in embracing your own creativity in whatever way that may look like for you in your own life, embracing the gifts that God has given to you. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts and follow me on the Love Kinsey Podcast on Instagram for more encouragement and updates. Talk to you guys next week.